Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Boeing 737, The World's Most Controversial Commercial Jetliner by Graham M. Simons, presents a focused look at the aircraft family that became a backbone of global short and medium haul travel while also attracting intense scrutiny in recent years. Framed as both a technical and historical narrative, the book follows the 737 from its origins in the 1960s through successive generations and major redesigns that kept it commercially dominant for decades. Simons positions the jetliner at the intersection of engineering choices, airline economics, regulatory oversight, and public perception, showing how a widely used workhorse can also become a lightning rod. Readers can expect an accessible overview of key design features, operational realities, and program decisions that shaped the type, alongside discussion of the reputational and safety debates that elevated the 737 into headline territory. The result is a case study in how complex systems evolve and how high-volume aviation programs manage change under competitive pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from 1960s workhorse to global standard, a central topic is how the 737 emerged as a pragmatic solution for short-haul routes and grew into one of the most widely operated jetliners in history. The narrative typically starts with the business logic behind a smaller twin jet that could serve airports with limited infrastructure, emphasizing fast turnaround times, ease of servicing, and a cockpit and systems philosophy familiar to airlines. Simons situates early market adoption in the competitive environment of the era, where manufacturers fought for fleet commonality and operating cost advantages. As the aircraft gained traction, incremental upgrades and new variants allowed Boeing to address airline needs without forcing customers into abrupt operational change. This long arc helps readers understand why the 737 became not merely an airplane, but a platform used by diverse carriers across continents. The topic also highlights the tension between continuity and innovation. Each new variant needed to feel familiar enough for airlines to integrate quickly, yet improved enough to justify purchase. That tension sets the stage for later controversy, because the very success of a long-lived design family can make modernization decisions more constrained and higher stakes. Secondly, design evolution and the challenge of stretching a platform, another important theme is the engineering trade-offs involved in continually updating a mature airframe. The 737 family progressed through multiple generations, often with new engines, updated avionics, aerodynamic refinements, and interior and systems changes intended to reduce fuel burn and improve performance. Simons explores how such upgrades can cascade through the aircraft, affecting handling characteristics, ground clearance constraints, maintenance practices, and pilot training requirements. A recurring issue for long-running designs is that original assumptions, such as engine size and placement, may not align with later technology trends. When new engines or systems are integrated into a legacy configuration, designers may rely on software, procedural changes, or limited structural modifications to preserve certification pathways and commonality goals. This topic clarifies why platform stretching can be both a commercial necessity and a technical risk management exercise. Readers learn that modernization is not a single decision, but a series of compromises among performance targets, timetable pressure, manufacturing realities, and safety margins. The book uses the 737 to illustrate how incremental change can accumulate into a system that must be carefully managed to avoid unintended consequences. Thirdly, airline economics, fleet commonality, and competitive pressure, Simons gives significant attention to the commercial forces that shape aircraft programs, showing how airlines buy, more than metal, they buy an operating model. For high-frequency short-haul flying, small per-seat cost differences can drive massive financial outcomes, so manufacturers compete aggressively on fuel burn, maintenance intervals, dispatch reliability, and acquisition cost. A key concept is fleet commonality, where airlines seek to minimize pilot training time, spare parts inventories, and scheduling complexity by keeping cockpit procedures and ratings as consistent as possible across variants. This topic explains why a manufacturer might prioritize continuity in certification and training footprints, and why customers value that continuity. The analysis also places the 737 in its competitive landscape, including the pressure to respond quickly to rival offerings and to protect market share among major carriers and leasing companies. The result is a clearer view of how procurement decisions, marketing claims, and delivery schedules can influence engineering direction. Readers come away understanding that aviation safety exists within a broader ecosystem where economics, regulation, and organizational incentives interact, sometimes aligning well and sometimes creating friction that must be addressed through governance and transparency. Fourthly, safety, oversight, and the public controversies. The book's defining subject is controversy, and this topic addresses how safety debates, incidents, and public attention can reshape the meaning of an aircraft program. Simons examines how modern aviation safety depends on layers, design assurance, testing, certification, airline procedures, maintenance culture, and pilot training. When serious accidents occur, investigators and the public look for both technical causes and systemic contributors, including organizational decision-making and regulatory processes. The 737 became a focal point for discussions about how automation is introduced, how pilots are trained for new behaviors in evolving aircraft, and how oversight frameworks adapt when programs pursue rapid updates. This topic also deals with reputational impact. Even when an aircraft is widely operated, public confidence can shift quickly, affecting airlines, manufacturers, regulators, and passengers. The controversy is presented not as a single issue, but as a convergence of technical complexity and institutional choices. By tracing how narratives form around risk and responsibility, the book encourages readers to distinguish between the aircraft as a design family, the specific variants in question, and the broader safety system that governs commercial aviation. Lastly, lessons for engineering culture and future aircraft development. Beyond recounting events, Simons uses the 737 story to draw broader lessons about how large engineering programs should be managed over decades. One lesson is the importance of clear requirements, disciplined change control, and rigorous systems thinking when integrating new technology into an established platform. Another is the need for organizational cultures that elevate safety concerns, reward dissenting technical views, and maintain transparent communication across teams and with regulators. The 737 also serves as a case study in how software and automation increasingly shape aircraft behavior, making human factors, training design, and cockpit interface choices as critical as structural design. This topic explores how manufacturers and regulators might strengthen practices to handle rapid iteration, supply chain complexity, and global operational diversity. It also underscores the role of data, incident reporting, and feedback loops in improving safety over time. Readers are encouraged to view aviation not as a set of isolated products, but as a continuous learning system. The book positions the 737 experience as relevant to future programs, where pressures for efficiency and sustainability will demand innovation, yet the consequences of missteps remain high. In conclusion, this book is best suited to aviation enthusiasts, airline industry followers, engineering-minded readers, and professionals who want a structured overview of how a single aircraft family can become both ubiquitous and contested. It also fits readers interested in safety governance, because the 737 story illustrates how design decisions, certification frameworks, training assumptions, and corporate incentives connect in real operations. The benefit to the reader is perspective. Instead of treating headlines as isolated events, the book helps map the long timeline of platform evolution, the economic logic that drives incremental upgrades, and the way public trust is won or lost. That systems-level understanding can sharpen critical thinking about technology, risk, and accountability far beyond aviation. Compared to many general aviation histories, this title distinguishes itself by centering the controversy and using it to organize the broader narrative, rather than treating safety debates as an afterthought. If you want one purchase that combines program history, accessible technical context, and a discussion of modern aviation safety questions, it offers a focused, timely case study with relevance to how complex engineered systems are managed in the real world. If you would like to support Graham M. Simons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.